Here is a number that should stop you cold. A 2025 systematic review found that 91.5% of athletes return to sport after distal biceps tendon repair. That is a remarkable outcome. But buried in the same research is a finding that almost nobody talks about. Of 61 studies reviewed, only 3 adequately described their rehabilitation methods. That means the majority of what people do after bicep surgery is based on habit, not hard evidence. And the most dangerous habit of all, Dennis, is the instinct to do nothing. Think of the repaired tendon like a freshly poured concrete bridge. The structure is there, but the internal fibers need tension to align properly. Without load, collagen, the protein that forms your tendon, lays down in a disorganized, weak pattern. With the right kind of controlled tension, those fibers orient along the lines of force, building a repair that can actually handle real-world stress. This process is called mechanotransduction. It is the mechanism by which physical force is converted into a biological signal that tells your cells how to rebuild. The key idea is this: healing is not passive. Your body needs mechanical input to organize the repair correctly. Complete rest does not protect the tendon. It starves it of the signal it needs to become functional tissue. Now, the nervous system adds another layer of complexity. After surgery, your brain does something protective and deeply counterproductive. It dials down the neural signal to the surrounding muscles. This is called arthrogenic muscle inhibition, and it happens automatically. Your bicep is not just weak because it was cut and reattached. It is weak because your nervous system has partially switched it off to guard the joint. That means early, prescribed motion is doing 2 jobs at once. It is organizing collagen, and it is keeping the neural pathway to the muscle alive. For distal biceps repairs, a hinged elbow brace is commonly introduced around 5 to 7 days post-surgery, with passive and assisted range of motion starting before any active movement is allowed. For proximal biceps tenodesis at the shoulder, the early phase is even more restricted. Active shoulder and elbow motion is often prohibited, and a sling is worn for several weeks. The specific protocol depends entirely on your surgeon's assessment and which repair was performed. Dennis, this is not a one-size-fits-all timeline. The question everyone asks is, how do I know if I am pushing too hard? Here is a practical framework. Think of it as the rule of 24. After any exercise session, monitor your pain and swelling for the next 24 hours. If symptoms return to your pre-exercise baseline within that window, the load was appropriate. If pain or swelling is elevated the following morning, you exceeded the tissue's current capacity. That is the signal to pull back, not push through. For example, if passive elbow flexion leaves your arm aching the next day, the range of motion was too aggressive. Premature resisted flexion or forearm supination, the turning of the palm motion, places direct stress on the distal repair and is one of the most common ways people set themselves back. Most protocols delay progressive resistance training until approximately 6 to 8 weeks post-surgery. Light upper extremity loading typically does not begin until around 12 to 14 weeks, and only when healing, motion, strength, and motor control are all adequate. Return to unrestricted activity is commonly delayed until around 6 months. Remember, a decrease in pain does not mean the tendon is ready for load. Tissue healing and pain perception are not the same clock. The takeaway from everything covered here is this: the protection paradox is real. The instinct to protect by resting is the very thing that can compromise your outcome. Healing is an active biological process. Mechanotransduction requires tension. Neural pathways require use. But the tension must be the right kind, at the right time, in the right amount, prescribed by your surgical team, not self-directed by how good your arm feels on a given morning. The operational rule is clear: protect the repair from unapproved load, but perform every specifically prescribed motion and conditioning exercise consistently. That consistency is not optional, it is the mechanism. In the next lecture, we will move from this biological foundation into the tactical progression: how to build strength systematically without crossing the line that sends you back to the operating table.